too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
Golf Landy 145. Francis Farmer again by Nirvana. I miss the comfort in being sad is what the great Kurt Cobain is saying at that moment. What a great lyric, if you come to think of it. COVID, Golf Landy at 145. We have real golf on the horizon, June-ish, 11th. If it isn't canceled, no fans at the Colonial. We got some real golf this week, though. Scottsdale Open featuring some PGA players, Damon, Streelman, Lashley, Hawkins. Not Brandon Hawkins, not Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters, who is an amazing drummer. Taylor, not Brandon. Well, Brandon maybe. Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins in one band. Dave Grohl, perhaps the best drummer of our generation. Perhaps, my opinion. He plays the drums like he's mad at them every time. Spawn, Hill. Somewhat Hill. He's not, I mean, he's a professional golfer. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, there it is. Scottsdale opens tomorrow. I put a list out in advance of this podcast so you know where I'm going with it. If you've read my Twitter account, albeit Twitter's pretty dead right now. Pretty dead. Speaking of pretty dead, a bird brought in by my dog, courtesy of Tank or Ruffles McScruffles, whatever we call her on any given day. I put that video of her chasing that squirrel. Just chased, didn't eat, as far as I know. But it did drag in a dead bird the next day. Not just dragged it in. It was a full autopsy by my dog, of which my wife stepped on. Not the dog, the bird. And I really think my dog has borderline personality disorder. It does not. It's not really the friendliest. Yorkies aren't, but it's not really the friendliest. So we'll just keep an eye on that. We'll just keep an eye on that little dog of ours. Little psychopath. Getting a lot of DMs quickly. Quickly, on this topic, I'm getting a lot of DMs. Not a lot, some. None golf related. Shocker that no one wants my opinion on golf. I am getting some on business. One, remain nameless, asks, what is the first thing, if you're handed one piece of paper describing a business, what is the first thing you're looking for? Well, I guess if I'm handed a piece of paper and my low attention span personally, not diagnosed, but probably should have been low attention span, inability to read. Both my children are dyslexic, so there's your answer, likely. Me. But if I had to read something that was more than seven words, I couldn't. I would say that you need to describe, and I've said this before, but you need to describe what it is your business is doing in a sentence. Clearly, what it is you're doing and how you are differentiating yourself in the market. What is my return, either business to business or consumer to business? What is my return on investment that I can glean from you quickly? Why should I do business with you? How do you connect with me? And is it clear in terms of what you do? Simplify it. If someone's going to go to your website or listen, read your brochure or read your email, it's got to, or talk to you on an elevator. You can't blabber on for 3 minutes describing what you're doing. You've lost us. This business in particular was installation service work for commercial HVAC. Perfect. There's what you do. Now, the differentiator part is in that industry, am I going to get screwed? Because that industry it's very difficult to find someone reliable. Have you been in business a long time servicing HVACs? Are you reliable? Can I count on you to show up? Do you know what you're doing? Are you going to gut me on my invoice? It's like getting surgery. You have no comparables in terms of what surgery costs. A hospital can charge you anything or your health plan. Same with HVAC repair. Yeah, I was down there for 11 hours playing Roblox. I don't know. I mean, you could just turn the fuse back on. So there it is. What you do, what about that industry is somewhat prohibitive from someone wanting to jump in and buy service, and how can you overcome that? Auto sales, car dealership, same thing. Am I going to get bombarded by salespeople? Is this person in the technical space, plumber, electrician, are they going to show up on time? Do they know what they're doing? Are they going to rip me off? Can you wipe those three things out in a handout or an email or on the elevator when we're going down without mouth breathing on me? Please. Secondly, by the way, for all these companies and people that periodically DM me for advice, either marketing or business, no golf, hire me, man. You want to win in your industry? Yeah, I'll reshape your brand. I'll make you an absolute winner in the game of life. Facts. Another DM I got, I haven't reviewed it yet. Someone came up with a alternative to official World Golf Rankings. And by the way, I have these Felix Gray fake glasses on my eyes for screen, sensitivity. They're these blue lenses, the Dave Portnoy glasses, and I keep like adjusting them like I'm Albert freaking Einstein. What a joke I am. Anyway, he came up with a alternative. I haven't read anything about it. But you talk about, lack of attention and drive-by data consumption or content consumption. He sent me a link to his sheet that is an alternative for official World Golf Rankings. I instantly saw Rory number one. There you go. Now you have my attention. Why? Because Rory is the greatest golfer on the planet, period. He is my favorite golfer on the planet. Yes, I love guys like Dustin Johnson. I even like Ricky Fowler a lot. Justin Thomas, for sure. Rory, I've been watching swing videos of him in this downtime. And there was a swing somehow I missed from the Scottish Open, the Aberdeen, from 2012, where he hit a drive 463 on the back nine. 463 par four onto the green while guys were putting in front of him. He's unbelievable. He is unbelievable. Strong lad, as the announcers said. But then you think, well, I'm just going to go. When you swing, maybe it's just me, genuinely believe you can swing as hard as Rory McIlroy. So I videoed my own swing, my own driver, in my backyard. And what you believe when you're swinging, oh, I must be at least, what, 130? Swing club head speed, what, 220 ball speed off this? I look like a 90-year-old swinging a baguette. It's sad. I had to do some fixing. So I got the old Ben Hogan videos out to make sure I knew what I was doing right again. Speaking of needing to know what to do right, there is more golf. The West Florida Golf Swing. What is it? The West Florida Golf something? I did not do anything with it, but it's the West Florida Golf Tour. Excuse me. I put a tweet out. The West Florida Golf Tour is better than the Asian Tour. Why? Because for the second week in a row, Jazz Jane Wadanand has gotten smoked in these one-day tournaments. Eric Barnes, 63, Jazz, 68. I think he's lost $296 playing these tournaments. These PGA guys, I'm telling you, and Damon this week, he was just on Twitter saying, I'm 5-1, I shouldn't be. Don't. I mean, I'm rusty. I mean, Joel Damon's not used to being the shortest price in the field. Plus, he hasn't played golf in 12 weeks. It's just not easy to come back and win because he's not 10 times better right now than some of the guys playing in the Scottsdale Open who are fresh, who can shoot 61. KK Limbesut, Maddie, P-Funk, Picanzo. One of the Paul brothers, Jeremy, Anguiano. It's crazy. I mean, you're going to see that when you get the PGA Tour back as well. I mean, on tracks where there's not 40,000 people and network television and your career riding on it, things are neutralized a lot. I'm sure there's guys who can beat Tiger just in a Monday money game between those guys. But when the camera's on, that's what makes the Rorys, JTs, Tigers, that's what makes them the best. They could do it all under pressure. Unfazed. I think Justin Thomas is one of the best. Him, DJ, Rory, my favorites. So you look at this week, and I broke it into categories for the Scottsdale, which is tomorrow. The big shots, the pro guys, Damon, Streelman, Lashley, Chaka, Spahn, Hawkins, somewhat Callum Hill. The course forms, Montgomery, Culkins. Tour form, meaning the guys are in form playing this Outlaw / Golden State Tour week to week. The guys we know, the birdie makers, Gunn, Picanzo, Dylan Wu, Paul, Jeremy, Anguiano, KK Limbesut, and Yates. Albeit Yates shot like 105 on day two. Or day three last week. Hard fade for me. And then you've got the deeps, the guys who make birdies who are a little longer priced. Gorbon, Armon, Cannon, who nearly won last week. Hudson, Markham. Markham had, out of 54 holes, I think he had 52 pars or better. I mean, two bogeys. He's done that week to week. And then you have the track talk, the guys who people are talking about with inside quote knowledge. Lucas and, was it Quest? Quest. So I'm just going to eliminate, out of each category who I think, based on price, is probably not someone I would look at. Damon, 5-1. That's crazy talk. I mean, he may win, but 5-1 return on your money, he better have a pretty good lead or a lead at all if you're not going to get that price again. I don't see him. I mean, I'm probably wrong. I'm always wrong. Layoff. You saw what happened with Spawn. He was awful day one. So I'm going to eliminate. Yes, Hill did not play well his last time out. Chayka, I think out of the pros, yes, he won one, but I think this field is catching up with him now. Out of the pros, I like Spawn at 40-1, which is a crazy number, and Lashley. Eliminate the course form guys, Montgomery, Calkins. The tour form guys, Picanzo, Matty P. Funk. By the way, is it Picanzo or Picanzo? It's like the Canadians say pecans. Pecan pie, and it is absolutely taxing, grating, jarring, tilting. Pecans. I know there's a lot of American words that suck as well in terms of pronunciation, like Versailles for Versailles or foyer and foyer. Yes, that drives me nuts. Someone on Twitter said some people pronounce sweet as suit. Who pronounces sweet, S-U-I-T-E, as suit? Like my dog, psychopaths. Tour form guys, though. Am I there now? Yeah. Picanzo. He's playing unbelievably well. KK, bad round. Bad final round last week. Rebound this week. Anguiano, in the mix. I really like Armand in the deeps. Him and Markham in the deep category. I think they're 150-1. Him and Markham both were 1-2 in pars or better last week. Nick had 3 bogeys in 54 holes. Markham had 2. Anguiano had 3. That's it. Jeremy Paul had 3. Picanzo had 3. Good players. Wow. And the track talk, Lucas Quest. Don't know anything about them. Someone DM'd me about Quest. I think it's Quest. Quest. Peter. So he should do okay. Apparently he was a good college player. Cecil. Put a card up on his Twitter account with made up names. I thought they were real. I was like, I haven't heard those people. Gregor Gregorius, Artemi Zubov, Casper Williamson. Those are his picks. Gregor Gregorius is 175-1, but it's not one of his bombs. That's Alain Nezradin, 500-1. Funny. All right, quick questions from the crowd. Yes, I put my list out. Yes, I put the word Paul in number 10. Yes, I did not name if it was Jeremy or Yannick because you get the best of both worlds. You get a 2-for-1, as EPAT Golf said. Of course you do. That's the game. Put a name down where there's multiple players with that last name on your list and just claim your accuracy afterwards. I love Brandon Harkins and JJ Spahn and Lashley. I think Harkins is going to win. Brandon Harkins. Albeit, I'd love to see Spawn win. Let's go with Harkins. Let's do that. Questions, quickly. Bum, bum, bum. I haven't pulled this up. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Dee, 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 doo. Here it is. How the pros do it. How much would it cost you to step into the ring with this guy for 5 minutes? Looks like a UFC fighter. He looks like he's made of iron. I don't know. For 5 minutes? $0. He'd kill. He'd erase you. Forget it. Charlie Cross, 1919. Should I buy more Jets or Gush? No. Gush is done. Prediction on Tiger Manning versus Phil Brady match. 3-2 Tiger Manning, in my opinion. Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, Brady's a better golfer than Manning. I think, maybe not. Is Phil playing better than Tiger, though? Is Tiger a little sore? I don't know. Phil can play. Phil can play in those betting games. I'm probably going to take Phil Brady. KLPGA Championship. Who are we doubling with Picanzo? I don't know. KLPGA Championship 514. No one has any recent form. No one. Like 12 weeks, no one. Hey, Jin Choi. There you go. Let's go with her. Hi, Jin Choi. That'll be my guess. That's it. That's all we got. Twitter's kind of quiet right now, understandably. It's a pretty dark time. It'll get better. Golf is coming back. The economy will rebound. People will get employed again. Retail business will be hit pretty hard. Some businesses may not be the same as they once were. But I think we're also not as reliant on them as we once were either. Things will just change. Hopefully for the better. You never know. Less distractions now, for sure. Ironing things out in your life, for sure. A lot of introspection, for sure. There were a lot of distractions and noise that safeguarded you from analyzing your life and yourself. And those went away. So you had to really deal with some things. We all did. But they'll come back. We'll all be okay. No worries. We'll all unmute the people we muted this crisis. Maybe. Talk to you at 1:46. Yes, I'm leaving. Now that you're leaving, soon as you can pay. Yes, I'm relaxing. Hear that you're asking. Display of patience, disease got